And of course, we do have the carry out, which is our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. Well, we start with a tough one. A Chicago firefighter with the Marine Diver Unit was killed in the line of duty when searching a river down by Ashland for someone who went overboard. City really feels right now for Mr. Juan Bucio's family. There's nothing more heart-wrenching than losing someone who is trying to save another. Terrible news to lead a pretty terrible Memorial Day news weekend. The weekend has come and gone. 7 dead, 32 shot, which is kind of a small number, but still 32 shot. And millions of Little Debbie wrappers left at Chicago beaches. What is with the littering, people? So gross. Either you A, think it's somebody else's job to pick up your trash, or B, you just don't care. Either way, not a great look, Chicago beachgoers. Do we not have drones that could take out litterers? That could be a way to use drone technology. Or at least dog fence technology. We don't have any of that technology. You leave behind a Snapple bottle. You try to leave the beach. Zap. Can we figure this out? Can we use technology to figure out leaving Cheeto bags on North Avenue Beach? I just don't get it. Memorial Day weekend isn't just for beach litter. No, it's also a time for traditional wilding out on Michigan Avenue. What better way to honor those who served our country than to take a train downtown to fight in front of Pizzeria Uno? Hundreds of youngsters allegedly flooded the area, fought, broke stuff, robbed the occasional passerby, and caused extreme chaos in the shopping district this weekend. The Chicago police did a good job of stopping, directing, and containing the chaos, but it really has become somewhat of a summer kickoff tradition here, just to go down there and mess things up. When did that become a thing? I feel like it's a new thing because I don't remember seeing pictures of Water Tower Place in the 50s. Say, can I steal your purse? We came up from the north side. I guess I'd much rather take the litter on the beach, but also go fight in your backyards. Why you got to go in front of the H&M and do it? They say Chicago is a city of neighborhoods. Use yours. All right. Today, Roseanne went to... Pass. I feel bad for the hundreds of people who worked on that show who are right now out of work because of a tweet. If they would have tweeted something racist, they might have got fired, but not everybody else. Also, Valerie Jarrett. Nice to see her back in the news. Jarrett is the daughter-in-law of Vernon Jarrett, the great Chicago journalist. Her great-grandfather, Robert Taylor, the famed Robert Taylor Holmes. She's a former Daily chief of staff and a CTA board chair. That was right before she went with Obama to the White House. I guess I give her props for somehow becoming the center of a right-wing conspiracy universe. She's the puppet master? Really? Valerie Jarrett? She's covered up all of Obama's bad stuff? Really? The same Valerie Jarrett that was here? I love being from Chicago and recognizing that that's where the right-wing conspiracy wants to go. And it's just funny. It's like, yeah, Valerie Jarrett. I guess somebody has to be the evil one in this fable. Also, not to paraphrase the late Denny Green here, but Roseanne is who we thought she was. Now, many on the Twitter, at least Twitter right, if that's a thing, want Bill Maher gone because at one point in his career, he compared Trump to an orangutan. Now, most liberals will say, fire Bill Maher? Yeah, cool, sure, that's good by me. But we do remember that Maher was actually fired from ABC, and also those two things, Trump and Valerie Jarrett, they're not the same thing. And if you think they are, then you ignorantly or arrogantly just ignore our history that has used the exact same imagery to cast certain people as subhuman and therefore inferior. So knock it off, Twitter. Or should I call you Vladimir Twitter? I think that's happening. In weather, not so hot today, huh? But still hot. Just not so hot. And no volcanoes. So I have to say I'm feeling today as a win, right? A Tuesday win. In sports, the Cubs and league villain Anthony Rizzo are playing right now in Pittsburgh against Pirates. They got the lead. Everyone's mad at Rizzo for an illegal slide yesterday in the Cubs' victory. So what? Who cares? If this were football and it was like a missed illegal hit, that would be like every third down, right? I don't think we'd spend 24 hours on it. Baseball can sometimes be soft serve. You know, like really real soft serve.
I can't, he slid out of the base path. We should spend 45 minutes talking about this.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, everybody wanted the Pirates to hit Rizzo because, well, you know, it's obvious. Get creative at least. Intentionally walk him and then hit him when trying to pick him off, right? Or someone try to Vince Coleman him when he walks past the tarp. Remember when Vince Coleman got caught by the tarp in one of those World Series? Bean him? That's lame. The actual game, he hit a home run. Should have hit him. Also, MRI today for Yu Darvish. Wouldn't that be something if he was out for the year? After all that? I mean, scratch that. After none of that? White Sox lost to the Indians in Cleveland. Early game, so the people of Cleveland can get to the stores before they close to buy their LeBron Braun merch. Right? The Sox continue to have the worst record in the bigs, but that could be changing because ace Carlos Rodon should be back on the hill sometime soon. Who does he replace in the rotation? Tough call, but everybody? I love tonight that Lucas Giolito gave up 5 runs over 6 innings, and I heard on 2 different occasions, I think one by DJ and one by Adam, like, well, he didn't walk anybody. So there you go. Sox continue to have defensive woes as well, but James Shields is pitching well enough to get traded. So you can put him on the trade board. Yes! There you go. Let's get a catcher. How did I miss? I was not in New York yet. But I missed because it just kind of came and went so quietly that White Sox catcher Wellington Castillo was suspended 80 games for PEDs. He's just done. He's gone. That was the one White Sox free agent acquisition to bring him in to control this young pitching staff, to have a bat in the lineup. 80 games, gone. Quietly. Robinson Cano, they're like, oh, emergent breaking news. Emergency alert. Robinson Cano out 80 games. What? What is going on with baseball? Also, Wellington Castillo. It's like, wow, okay. So he gone. The NBA finals are set, and you're not going to believe it. It's Cleveland Golden State. All those storylines about the end of the LeBron era and how great the Rockets were, and we end up with the same matchup that we had last year and the year before that, and probably the year before that, because I forgot. At one point, he was on the Heat, I think. I think there was a spell in there somewhere where LeBron James was on the Heat. I feel like this has been the matchup since Jordan retired. No? Can LeBron keep up with it? No. I'm not even going to start. Let's just watch the games. Wouldn't it be nice to watch the games without hype? The Stanley Cup Final has the Vegas Golden Knights up 1-0. That's how I say 0 in hockey. Nup. Yeah, 1-0. Yeah, right? That's new. I'm trying to create it. It's new. You know, when you hear it next time, you'll be like, wow, yeah. Oh, they're up 1-0. 1-0. 2-0. Right? Something new. Something. Get that on a t-shirt. We'll get somewhere. For all you diehard hockey fans that only support the original six, this is like the worst thing that's ever happened in your life, isn't it? For everyone else, when do the Hawks start? When does that start? September preseason? Yeah. And finally tonight, you guys have been so great. So wonderful, in fact, listening to the carryout tonight. I'm going to make a coffee run. I've decided to do this. This is something I worked extra hard, some overtime, got a second job when I was in New York City. Just to be able to give away some free coffee. So the top 20 callers tonight, give me your order, and Starbucks is on me. It is on me. Oh, you know what? Oh, darn. Today was the anti-racism training, right? They closed for the day. I'm so sorry, you guys. But it's the thought that counts. It's, you know.
Excuse me, Justin?
Yeah, Pete.
They've actually only closed for a couple of hours. The one right across the street here, it's wide open. I can.
Oh, it's open now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought all day meant
just a couple of hours.
Oh,
what should I do with these calls?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't. They're not going to remember. Just let it go. See, you play a little music and no one remembers. I'll get you guys next time. That's the carryout for May 29, 2018. Hey, we're now serving our ice cream and our cream ice. Comes out of the same machine. That was my best David Brent. Nah, they won't remember. Coming up, talk with the Chicago Design Museum, and we'll play the worst, 312-981-7200. All that coming up on the download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.